This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Man, my lug wrench is getting a little weak. There, we got the open sign up. Now everybody knows that we're on air. We are open. Hey, good to have you along, folks. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, a guy with the impact gun in one hand here today, just to get the open sign up for us. Appreciate you being here. Hey, what a treat. Microphone temperature right now in the second hour of Auto World looks like 102. Whew. Man, that's like, I have to report this. Of course, I'm live in Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza elevation in Boise here at 2730. Oh, a little bit of wetness is coming down because winter's here. Knock, knock, who's there? W. Winner? Yep. Hope you're ready. Auto World, for you new listeners, is interactive, informative, and all things automotive, folks, for you. I've been knocking at the door here on cars and trucks for 45 years, and what a pleasure to not only that, but been flown around the country to Germany and Frankfurt, and, well, I guess that is Frankfurt, Germany, duh. Sweden, what? Oh, yeah, Volvo, Sweden. I've just been to a lot of different places, and met a lot of great friends in the automotive arena, in the automotive garage, in the automotive stall, and whatever you want to call it. Down the road, up the road, around the road, get to see the new concepts, get to see concept cars before they debut them to us media folks, and then we get to get a chance to get them to get a little interview and all, and then embargoes on some of them I can't talk about. That means that you got to sign that paper. You can't say everything, Mark. You can say this and say that, but not that. So, but it's very exciting to be in this. In this automotive world, it's been quite a very unique ride going down the road with all of you since 94, 95, and very honored to be here today, many, many years later, and I'm planning on being here a lot longer because, well, EVs knocking at the door, and here today on Auto World in the second hour, I'm gonna get to it. I've got some winter tips for you, of course. And I've got a winter tip for you each and every hour. And we didn't get to that winter tip for the first hour, so let's just do it right now. Because I've got now two tips, winter tips for you on the second hour. Well, the first winter tip I want to shoot your way here on Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio today. I am literally sitting on a 55-gallon barrel of lemon drops because of my voice. I got to keep my throat lubed up with some kind of a lemon drop, and it's working. But for some reason, the 55-gallon barrel is getting a little sticky where I'm sitting. Wonder what the bun temperature is. Anyway, the winter tip today here on Auto World, I want all of you to go out and get winter wiper blades. Winter wiper blades. What are they? Oh, you know what they are. They're the blades that have the rubber coating around them like a boot. That keeps all the snow and the ice from getting into the moving arms of your plastic arms that you have. Most of them are all plastic today. And some of them, remember the days of the Buick and the Oldsmobile where the wiper blades? Oh, yeah. And the Aztec vans, the big wiper blades would go down underneath the hood, way below underneath in the windshield area to kind of keep them away from the weather. Not only the snow and the rain and the sleet, but all that Florida sun cooking them. Oh, that Arizona and Texas sun cooking them. So, if you get winter wiper blades, you got the rubber boot over them. You don't have to worry about the sun rotting the blade itself. You have good blades. They're Teflon. Michelin is a good brand, by the way. You got Trico. You got Anco. So, there's three different brands for you, each one of you. And I'm going to add one more on there that my favorite, Bosch. I said it. Bosch. You thought Bosch only made fuel injectors for diesel engines. Not. No. Okay, so okay, that's my favorite, but they're all good. I'd go Bosch, Michelin, Anco, Trico. Okay, there you are. There's your winter tip for the first hour here on Auto World. Now, each and every hour, I'm going to also get to, we got to get to, now this hour, too, I've got some emails. We've got more emails in the email bag I'm going to get to, of course, to share with you, because I do for sure believe, and it's honest God truth here, that each and every one of you might think that your problem, your challenge with your car, truck, whatever, it might be the only one on the planet. It's not. That's why I like to go into the Eddie the Engine email bag over here to the left, over there, to the left, dig in there and read emails each and every hour for you. And today, here on the second hour, what happened on this day in automotive history? You're just going to love that. Oh, that's going to be a fun one. And again, we're going to now, right now, let's get to it before we, well, before we get too excited. I mean, I get excited just by the numbers of this thing. $17.6 billion to get electrified, folks. Who? Nissan. That's right. Nissan lays out $17.6 billion plan to electrify its future. That's right. The automaker also showed off a handful of new EV concepts, including a pickup truck and a sports car this last week. Nissan is the latest automaker to announce plan to spend gobs of money. I guess if you call $17.6 billion gobs, I'm going to say it's gobs of money. To electrification for all their vehicles. They're going to spend it, $17.6 billion. I think that's the highest number so far that I've ever reported here on my show, Auto World. They're going to do it over the next 5 years. That's not in 1 year, 5 years. To accelerate the rollout of electric vehicles for their company, Nissan, and to basically give you a pack of delightful EV concepts, including an adorable pickup truck, an outdoorsy type of SUV, and a sleek sports car. It's an impressive commitment, Nissan. They stopped short of making the same promise that other automakers have to phase out of production of gas-powered vehicles. Of course, we've talked about that here on Auto World many times. Volvo and General Motors have vowed to become EV-only companies by 2030 and 2040, respectively. Will it happen? Again, this is communications here on Auto World. I want to hear your opinion. 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Nissan said that it was going to produce 23 new electrified models by 2030, 15 of which will be fully electric, folks. The company is targeting a 50% electrification mix for its Nissan and Infiniti brands by the end of the decade. In the U.S., Nissan plans to take things a little slower, only targeting 40% of its sales to be EVs by 2040. All the batteries. Nissan is pursuing that when it calls an all-solid-state batteries, which is ASSB, by 2028. The company is preparing a pilot plant in Yokohama, Japan, for early 2024. Solid-state batteries could basically charge faster, hold more power, and last longer than traditional the batteries that you'll see in the conventional EV cars today. What a breakthrough. I guess when it comes right down to it, $17.6 billion can almost buy it. Yes, and they are buying it to be electrified. It's coming our way. It's another brand that all of us are probably thinking about. I'll wait. Now, I've had a lot of people talk to me about electrocution in the last 2-3 months, and that's what you're all saying. You're saying you're going to wait. You can wait. And that's fine. And just like I just reported, that might be worth waiting for. Why not? Remember, we got that trivia question out there. What British car is held together by super glue? And it doesn't matter what brand of super glue, it's super glue. What brand of British car is held together by super glue? 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
in the middle of the road. Watch out for the brown squirrels. Roadkill. Get out of the middle of the road. Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World right here from the Auto World Plaza live in Boise, Idaho in the Greasy Garage Studio. And today it's a little sticky here. That's right, because I had to take a couple lemon drops and put them down my throat, of course. Why? I need the lubrication. And that means I'm sitting on a 55-gallon barrel of lemon drops. I wanted to make sure I had enough to get through all 3 hours of Auto World because I didn't want to miss out. Thank you for not missing out here today on Auto World. Appreciate you coming into the studio with me and riding shotgun, the Greasy Garage Studio. Hopefully we didn't grease you up too much. Gentleman in the third row, he's like, I'm kind of getting greased. Sorry about that. That grease gun goes off every so often. Anyway, we'll get him all cleaned up. Loudmouth Jay the janitor, get over there and clean him up. Anyway, hey, Loudmouth Jay the janitor is just one of the gentlemen we have here that helps Auto World tick each and every week. But the main star of the show is you. That's right. You're the star of the show. Please interrupt me at any time. And you're more than welcome, please, folks, to email me at any time whenever you... We are live right now, of course. But whenever your ride, your Auto World goes south, I guess. Or maybe it heads east. Doesn't matter if it's broke. Has a noise, crack, smell. Oh, I hate it when I don't know what tire to buy. Do I buy the touring tire for my big four-wheel drive truck? No. I can help you with that. Can you believe I'm certified in tires? That's right. There's a lot of letters, a lot of mechanic jargon letters and words on the side of a tire. And then looking at a tread on a tire, really? There's literally a science behind the tread on your winter tires and or your all-season tires. And again, I got to remind you, because we're in the W, the winter time right now, is that winter tires have a little mountain on them and a snowflake inside that mountain. That tells you that those are winter tires. A winter tire is designed to work more efficiently and not break down on the inside or on the outside, 45 degrees and colder. An all-season or summer tire is designed to work the best at 45 degrees and warmer. So that's the number. Just remember, 45 degrees colder, winter tires, please. 45 degrees and warmer, all-season tires. Now, a lot of you might not have winter tires and all, but you do need them. And winter tires do get mounted on winter wheels. And this little selfless plug, TireRack.com, period. TireRack.com. Check them out. TireRack.com. Easy way of getting tires, all name brand tires. They're not China or Jap built tires. They're well-named, known brand tires that get dropped off by, that's right, mail. Can you believe it? They've been around forever. They can drop them off wherever you put the address in and drop them right off at your tire store, and then you call the tire store and have them, when you put those tires on for me when I bring my car in? And they'll say yes. And yes, by the way, Tire Rack does have certified tire repair shops to do that for you. Okay, let's get to it right now. Spark of History. Spark of History is a segment we had on Auto World back in 1995, and it's back. That's right, back. Spark of History, December, back in 1894. The first auto show. That's right, the very first auto show. A lot of you might go in the summer, of course. Some of you have these fall get-togethers with your cars, and we call them auto shows. Maybe Octane and Coffee or Coffee and Octane get-togethers. You might have changed the name a little bit, but really it's an auto show. That's right. Started back in December of 1894. Four automakers gathered to display their vehicles in Paris from France. Folks, this last week in 1894. Why did they do it? To show off what they had. And if they can show off what they had, that gives you a spark of history right there. That's what I'm talking about. 1894, didn't know that, did you? I do go car shows. Most of us have these cars that have good, beautiful paint on them. We got to dust them off, wash them, detail them. And in fact, that's what's in our Lincoln Continental right outside the Auto World Plaza here. The old 52, 53 Lincoln Continental. It's got all your gifts in it. In the trunk. It's all smashed up. The car, the windshield's cracked, the back window's cracked and all that. But your gifts are good. And these gifts are in detailed type gifts for the inside of your car, outside of your car. And I always like to throw in a little extra gift here or there, no matter what it might be, concerning you. Concerning you. I know we give out, I don't know, a leaf blower one week. With all the detail gifts, that's right. Because this gentleman, his leaf blower had a problem. So I wanted to make sure that his leaf, throw it away and get a new one. Period. So I went over to Home Depot, bought him a green one, electric one, and we gave him a little bit of leaf blowing power. Oh, yeah. Okay, there's a spark of history right there. Enjoy yourself at those car shows. And it's always nice to... I have an old 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup with the patina on it, the rust, the holes through it. I'm leaving it like that. I don't have to wash it. Yay! I can go to the car show without taking the time to detail, even though I have waxed it. I'm sick. I'm literally buffing and waxing a car in a truck. Excuse me, it's a truck. Half-ton. Lowered it. Oh, yeah. It's got some flamethrowers on it. Why not? I buffed it and waxed the patina. Why not? You got to look good when you show up to car show. So when we send out the gifts, folks, for you, each and every one of you do get gifts on your emails that come in, for sure. Everybody is a winner here. This almost sounds like The Price is Right. No, this is Auto World. Okay, let's get that. I've got this question here, this trivia question that I have an answer on. What British car is held together with super glue? Randy gets me in Reno. Reno, let's do a shout out to our great affiliate in Reno, Nevada, KNNR, 1400 AM, 1400 KNNR. Shout out. Woo, yeah. Good to have you folks along. AM 1400 K. Oh, yeah, there's our shout-out horn. KNNR, AM 1400, Reno, Sparks, Sun Valley, Carson City, Nevada. Good to have you along. And I do appreciate it, Randy. And he says, his answer to that question, what British car is held together by super glue? BMW. Uh-oh. Randy, close, but BMW's not British. Oh, that's all right, Randy. Send me back an address out of Reno, and we'll get you some detail gifts. Sent out to you right there in Reno. I bet you folks have got some snow. I got a tip coming back, talking about winter. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Homeland Security Secretary is heading to Kentucky after tornadoes ripped through parts of the Commonwealth. Alejandro Mayorkas will be joining FEMA Director Deanne Criswell. They'll be meeting with officials, including Governor Andy Beshear. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell weighing in on what she believes needs to be done moving forward while reflecting on recent severe weather.
I think that there's a lot that we need to do as a nation. There's going to be a lot to learn from this event and the events that we saw through the summer. We're seeing more intense storms, severe weather, whether it's hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires. And one of the focuses my agency is going to have is how can we start to reduce the impact impacts of these events as they continue to grow.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson visiting Defiance, a small town west of St. Louis that was affected by tornadoes as well. USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Is running great.
Oh yeah, you gotta have 2 feet, one on the gas, one on the brake. Oh yeah, you know, you kinda power brake it, and you get those back tires to spin. If it's an all-wheel drive, good luck with that. Hey, welcome back into the studio with me, the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World. Second hour of Auto World. What a pleasure to have you along. Thank you for taking the time out. You know, to sit back in your favorite chair and have your driving gloves on, your safety glasses on, of course, and thanks for throwing in the breath mint. Man, I guess you've been listening because I've been sitting here in the Greasy Garage Studio on a 55-gallon barrel of lemon drops. I got to lube the throat, you know, every so often. Keep the old engine lubricated up. It's working, but for some reason they're getting a little sticky on my buns. Can I have bun temperature? 110! Woo! No wonder they're sticky. Whew, man. Oh, anyway, good to have you along. I got another email in that came in. My email address here again is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Got another email in here to answer the trivia question from Jim. And Jim, the trivia question is, what British car is held together by super glue? You know, if you think about that, super glue, the little bitty tubes are so little. How in the world could any manufacturer? What do you got? 100 people with these little bitty 1-inch super glue tubes going around gluing everything together? And no, folks, this is a real car. This is not a plastic model I'm talking about. Again, that question is, what British car is held together with super glue? Jim, he emails us live, listening to us live. In Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Let's do a shout-out. Shout out to our great affiliate there, KZLS. There's our shout out horn, a real car horn for a shout out. Absolutely. KZLS, AM 1640, Oklahoma City, Edmond, Stillwater, Oklahoma. Thank you, Jim, for bringing us into, all of us into Oklahoma City today. Jim says, it's a Lotus. Now, is that right or not? What British car is held together by superglue? Jim says it's a Lotus. He is the winner. Congratulations, Jim. How did you know that, Jim? Do you have a Lotus? Email me back, Jim. I need also, when you email me back, it'd be awesome if I knew if you had a green one of those green Lotuses with yellow stripes on them. Oh, God, those are things. Oh, they're gorgeous. They're gorgeous. Now, Jim, I also need your email address to send you out some fine detail gifts from Mothers and Meguiar's and Solution Finish and Wash Drops inside, outside of your Lotus. If you have one, Jim, let us know what kind of car you have, Jim. That'd be awesome. I just need your address so I can ship you out some good goodies out of the guys are out there right now trying to lawnmower Larry. He gives me always a good clip. We got Eddie, the engine emailer. He's out there beating the living daylights. They came in during the break and told me they couldn't get the trunk open to get the gifts out of the Lincoln because of the weather we've had here in Boise. I told them to get the plasma cutter out and get that thing open. So they're doing it, Jim. Now, Lotus. Yes, Lotus. What British car is held together by superglue? Lotus. Although being held together by superglue might not sound particularly insuring, folks, all Lotus cars are incredibly engineered marvels. These cars are truly unique, and they are also swift. And the superglue does work. So, that day that when you say to yourself, I can't get my rearview mirror to stick on the windshield... You know, that little stupid little tab thing, especially in the wintertime, the rear-view mirror's stuck up there, and you want to see who's behind you, of course, because the lights are flashing, and you can't see the lights that are flashing. No, it's not Santa Claus. It's Mr. and Mrs. Cop. Anyway, remember when the rear-view mirror falls off the windshield, and you go to the parts store, and you get that little activation stick with the super glue, trying to glue on the little tab on and get it centered into the center of the windshield, and you stick it on, and you get the activation, and you rub the glass, and you rub the back of the little tab on the rearview mirror, right? And then you sprinkle a little bit of super glue on there from that packet that was like what, $8 or something, and then you hold it up there with your one finger, and you're thinking to yourself, the glue is starting to drip down. How long do I have to hold this thing? Oh, yeah, I'm holding it. And you're holding it. You finally let off about, how long do you hold it? Well, a lot of you might hold it for about 30 seconds, and you let go of it, and it goes right down the windshield. So you bring it back up, and you hold it there, and you hold it there, and you hold it there, and you hold it there. All I'm saying is that you finally got it in sticks, and then you go to put the rearview mirror on, and you put the metal tab on backwards. It's upside down, and you can't get the rearview mirror on. Now that's a bad day in Auto World right there, isn't it? So now you got to try to break the stupid tab off the glass in order to just turn it around so you can slide the rearview mirror on the thing. How many of you, raise your hand? How many have you done this? Oh, I've got six rows of people with their hands up here in the Auto World Plaza. All of you? Are you kidding me? Oh my God! I had no idea. So sometimes it's best to take. Oh, an Auto World tip? Yep. Sometimes it's best. You take the little Allen wrench, you unscrew the mirror from the tab, if it's still on the windshield, which most of them aren't. The tab is in the little rearview mirror hanging and sitting on the floor. Take a picture of how it came in and out, how it slides in and out of there, so you can refer back to the photo in order to put the tab on the windshield correctly. But how many of you tried to do the super glue and it didn't stick? So all I'm saying is that Lotus, what kind of super glue are you using to build your cars with? We need your super glue here on Auto World to put these rearview mirror tabs up. Okay. With that said, it is time to reach into the email bag. I didn't have Eddie, the engine emailer, here to hand me the bag, so I had to reach over myself. That's all right. He's out there trying to get the gifts out of the Lincoln Continental. Okay, I got an email here. We can share it, looks like. Absolutely. Now, the email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, folks. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And that is good throughout the week, all right? Throughout the week. And you can also get me on Facebook Messenger. I forgot to, you know, remind you about that. My address on Facebook is my name, Mark Evans. Please head on over and take a look at the beautiful winter picture we have up there for you. Facebook address, Mark Evans. And also the Instagram account is Auto World Media. Auto World Media. Welcome all of you over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. Head on over. Let's have a good laugh together. Email-wise, if you don't want me to read it live on the air, just say don't read it live. But if you want me to, if I don't see here like I do here, I don't see anything where it doesn't say anything about reading it live on the air. I will always help each and every one of you no matter what. And we've got some homework to do after the show here this week. Because I've had quite a few emails come in to me this last week, and we'll get them all answered by Tuesday's my deadline, period. Okay, so we'll get you handled. And also, I'm going to shout out to each and every one of you. If you do have a car problem, truck problem, a windshield problem, tire problem, brake problem, tranny problem, whatever kind of division of, you've got a car question about, my wife, my husband just took off the front spoiler a little bit, Mark, it's broke, where do I go, what body shop do I go to get this front spoiler put back on correctly, can it be fixed, Mark? See, you can send me photos, folks, and I do a lot of that. I do consulting. There's no fee, there's no charge. Definitely. Send me a photo and we'll get it fixed for you. When we come back from the short break, we're going, looks like, to Salt Lake City. Woo! Yeah! We're going to talk to a Jim. Oh, yeah, and his daughter. Right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans from the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style. I'm gonna drive everybody wild.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth and the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on. Oh. This is a Cottonmouth, a negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way.
Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome back to the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. A little trivia to start this segment off with here on the second hour of Auto World. Back in 1935, folks, the world's first parking meter is installed in Oklahoma City. It looks like today's meters, but only a little shorter. Back in 1935. I wonder how many coins parking meters have collected over the years. I guess you could almost say the parking meters was the first arcade game. Yeah. Isn't that something? Put a nickel in and you don't even get to play a game. But you had the right to park your car. Okay, let's get back to that email we've got from out of Salt Lake City. Mark, long-time listener, first-time emailer. Love your show. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. I really do. Privileged to hear that and read that. Quick question for you. My daughter is now ready to drive, and we are lost on what kind of car to put her in. Can you help, please? Jim and daughter, listening in Salt Lake City. Well, let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there in Salt Lake City. Shout-out to KBJA, 1640 AM. That's AM. Oh, yeah. There's our shout-out horn. AM 1640, KBJA. Ogden, Provo, Sandy, Salt Lake City, Utah, and everybody in between. I keep forgetting to say that. Everybody, you're all welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Jim and daughter, for bringing us down into Salt Lake City today. And Christian's the general manager. Thanks, Christian, for taking the Auto World radio program. I appreciate it. Love helping everybody in Ogden and Provo and Sandy and Salt Lake City, Utah. Great question, Jim. And you are not the only one, Jim and daughter here. I do definitely appreciate the email coming in. There is a lot of different types of cars that, you know, times have changed. What I put my daughter in back in the day versus what you're putting your daughter in today, of course, is a complete difference of vehicles. But here's a few of them now, Jim. But here's a couple things that we need to talk about and think about and maybe even write down first and foremost. And this is for all of us, Jim. You're really helping everybody here because you're saying it's for your daughter. Well, I'm... Yeah, absolutely. And but also, this is for everybody to think about, is what kind of area do you live in? And I'm so honored and proud, and I mean, I'm just to be in all these cities and all these states throughout our globe, our earth that we're on, and we have all these different weather patterns that we all live in. That means road conditions are different. Temperatures are different. Road conditions are then different. And the type of driving you're doing, are you doing around town, stop, go? Are you doing freeway? Or do you have snow? What percentage of the months or the days or the weeks of snow do you have on the road? Or rain do you have on the road? Or hot sunshine where you, down in Arizona and Texas, you must park it underneath a cover during the day or your wiper blades will be rotted, your steering wheel will turn to jelly. This is all the things we need to think about. So in Salt Lake City area there, Jim, I know you folks are just down the road from me, what, 6.5 hours from Boise where I am live. You must think about the snow. Do you go snow skiing? But you guys, you know, you do have snow. Your daughter's going to be driving in snow. And so my first pick would not be a two-wheel drive. Four-wheel drive. And then you got to make a decision too there, Jim, between four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive, AWD. See, the difference there, four-wheel drive is, yes, four-wheel drive front and rear working for you, but you have to flip a switch, turnstile type switch, or push a button to turn the four-wheel drive on. So it's in two-wheel drive all the time unless you actually push a button or turn the turnstile to turn it into four-wheel drive. Now, if you don't want your daughter, you know, this is something, you know, you're thinking about in Salt Lake City, and she's going through up to the mountain there around the corner, and you guys just got dumped 2 feet of snow, and the plow is plowed, and she's driving on a snowpack, and it's very icy and cold and wet and very, very, very slick. All of a sudden, she comes around the corner, and she's actually, you know, pretty much trying to drive the car and not figuring out, trying to think, oh, I have to turn the switch to four-wheel drive. And by the time she thinks about it, because it's a habit sometimes, yeah, it could turn into a habit. She turns it on in the corner, next thing you know, because she's got one hand on the steering wheel, one hand on the button to turn it into four-wheel drive. By the time it turns into four-wheel drive, Jim, she's off the road. So that's where the all-wheel drive, AWD, comes in, folks. All-wheel drive is there all the time. No buttons to be touched, pushed in, pushed out. No turnstiles to turn, no levers to grab, no nothing, just drive. Enjoy the drive. I think that's a BMW, isn't it? The ultimate driving machine. Enjoy the drive. So think about that, Jim. So I'm going to start right here, right now, for the Salt Lake City area, Ogden, Provo, Sandy, Utah, Subaru. Subaru. Kids love those Subarus, first and foremost. You gotta please the daughter. So Subaru would be a good one. Subaru Outback was just one model. But go take a look at the Subaru brand and look at all the different models and the prices. And then you have the Chevy Trailblazer. That's another one that's comfortably priced correctly. The Subaru is going to be more than likely. Watch out for the used ones. You know, let's stay away from if you can. If you've got 100,000 miles on them, get down there at night in 85 and 90 or lower if you can. You pay more if the price is lower. If the old Las Vegas wheel there, the odometer is high, that means the price is going to be lower. If the speedometer wheels there are lower, the price will be higher. And also the Hyundai. Go check out the Hyundai brand there, Jim. You're going to enjoy the prices there with those too. But I'd recommend an all-wheel drive. You're going to pay for it. Don't front-wheel drive, okay, fine. But the back wheels there, Jim's going to be swinging around and meeting the front four. It's going to be like a dog wagging its tail. So be careful there, okay? And again, I do appreciate it. Kristen, the general manager of KBJA, 1640 AM, 1640, down there in Ogden and Provo, Sandy, Utah. Hi, low folks. Good to have you along live for 2 hours, I believe. Yeah, and what a treat. What a treat. Thanks, Jim. Send me back an email, please, and let me know your address, because when you finally get that car, I got some great detail gifts for you and your daughter. And that's one thing that my daughter did. I didn't like Jim. She hung a lot of things on the rearview mirror, and it caused that tab to break off the windshield at all times. And you can't see through all those things. I told her, get that stuff off the rearview mirror. You can't see. She wasn't happy. But today, it worked. She grew up. I'm very proud, Grandpa. Three boys she has. Very proud. She doesn't have anything hanging on her rearview mirror, so I think her ears were on, and it worked. Yay! Well, it is time now. I've got for the garage door starts to roll down here on the second hour. I've got a auto world tip that I want to talk about, talking about icy roads and all, before we leave here on the second hour, folks. Auto world tip here on the second hour of Auto World. I want all of you to use your temperature gauge. What? Yes, your temperature gauge. Do you have one in your car? I know you do. Most all new cars from like 2000, 2001 on up have a temperature gauge. This helps you drive ahead of where you are at right now at this point. What I'm saying is I use mine all the time. I'm always glancing at it. When I'm up in the roads here in the mountains of Boise, Idaho, I'm always glancing to the point of no return, because if I see a 30 degrees on that temperature gauge, I know I'm driving on ice. If I see a 37, 40, 45, I know it's just wet and it's moist, and I can still brake and still corner okay. So let's just go ahead and let's use our temperature gauge to make sure that all of a sudden that one corner you're coming on and you see that temperature gauge of 30, you know that corner is going to be icy. Slow it up. I want all of you back here next week to tune in here to Auto World each and every week. And what a pleasure to have you along this week. Of course, I definitely want to tell you here coming up on the third hour, a little touch and a taste. Oh, I got another winter tip. Word with Mark. And also, what? Somebody's going to spend $3 more billion? Right there on Auto World. Drive safe and motor on, everybody.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sally Spell, take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.